Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Friday morning, following up on another 76ers loss. Now three in a row. They lose to the Bucks last night. Flyers win, but obviously from the Flyers' standpoint, too little too late. Phillies and the Rockies tonight. Vince Velasquez to the hill for the Phils. God help us all. And 6 days now. 6 days to the NFL draft. We got a lot to discuss. We'll do it all with you on the phone line. Certainly your reaction to that Sixers game last night and looking ahead to the Phils, Rockies, the NFL draft, the whole deal. 215-592-9494. Hop aboard those phone lines. Again, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, bud.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, man. You know, I thought today we got one more week, and we're through April.
We got one more week, and we got 11 new players on this team for the Eagles.
That's true.
After the draft.
I like it.
Getting close.
Yeah, it is.
How about this? Plants emit an ultrasonic scream that when their stems are cut or they're thirsty. You know, plants not watered, they cry out for help. A high-pitched sound that's too high in pitch for humans to hear. But there some animals can pick up on it, who can hear those frequencies. They make noises. Stem cut, scream.
Seltzer,
thirsty, scream.
Seltzer, you believe this, the talking plant. Yesterday I had to hear about a talking guitar.
Have you ever seen Little Shop of Horrors, Joe? Come on.
Yeah, but
This is cutting edge new information,
I mean,
Joe.
If it is true, that's sad. It makes me sad.
Well,
makes me sad too. It's freaky.
All right. Well, you know what?
You better take care of your plants because they have feelings too. Okay. It seems.
You know what gives me some belief that this could be true? Because you know some of John's facts. Like, I don't know about that one. our stomachs talk. I mean, when we're hungry, at times you'll have a stomach that will growl. It'll actually growl. Now, is it saying a word? No. But it's making a sound.
What a comp.
Well,
right?
The stomach and the flower.
I'm just saying. I mean, right? I mean, the stomach makes a sound.
They definitely, yeah.
And we don't actively try to do it. It just happens.
No, you're right.
So I suppose that is a comp. All right, let's get to it. 215.
Really not a comp, but,
you know,
I kind of get where you're going.
There's no language for it, but it's a sound.
Injured plants cry for help.
There you go. All right, 215-592-9494. Look, I'm really aggravated with the 76ers and what went down last night and this week. Three losses in a row, now tied with Brooklyn. Sixers do hold the tiebreaker, so technically above them, but tied in the standings as it is. You know, John, I'm more bothered and I would say, frankly, disgusted. Not so much the game last night, but Doc Rivers' handling of the whole matter last night. I mean, you know, let me make this real simple. Because I put up on Twitter after the game, I said it's been a bad week for the Sixers. And I actually had some people come back, it's not a bad week. Yeah, playing without Ben, close games, and, like, hold on, stop. They lost three times. And the reason it's a bad week is this. Because the number one seed is everything for the Sixers. It's everything. It is an absolute must that the Sixers get the number one seed. It is the pathway, and I mean this. The number one seed for the 76ers is a pathway to a guaranteed appearance in the Eastern Conference Finals. Guaranteed. I was talking to a buddy of mine two nights ago. He's a Knicks fan. I had no idea the Knicks are the fourth seed in the East. Four seed.
Yeah, they won eight straight.
If you and they stink. You get the number one seed, you're guaranteed to be in the Eastern Conference Finals. And obviously, it would significantly increase the Sixers' chances to get to the finals. It would significantly increase the Sixers' chances to win the championship. And yet Doc Rivers, and I hear him talk last night after the game, Doc Rivers is not valuing the number one seed enough, and as a Sixers fan, it bothers me. I mean, he referred to the Sixers' defense last night as soft after the game, and I think it wasn't so much ripping the Sixers as he was making an excuse for them. That's kind of how it sounded to me. But I think it's Doc that's being soft on the team, not pushing.
Oh, wait a second.
Not pushing
Hold
pedal
on.
To the metal.
You can't say Doc is being too soft.
He is, John.
And then say he calls the defense soft last night, but I don't think he meant that they were soft.
No, I don't.
He's being a pro coach. He's being an NBA coach who's successful. Every team does what Doc is doing. Yes, it doesn't jibe with my perception of how I wish this team would aggress and go out there and play back-to-backs and be tireless and, you know, robots that never get hurt. I wish that's what we had, but this is our reality. Doc won a championship. Doc knows what works. I trust him. Think of how much difference he's made in our chances, our prospects as Sixers fans. This team has a chance. We're talking guaranteed Eastern Conference finals.
Yeah,
you're talking that. Think about that. Brett Brown would never have had this team in that sort of position because Brett Brown doesn't know how to press the right buttons. Doc does.
But because John, he's obviously elevated the program and he's a better coach than Brett Brown. But my point is, because you're now here, meaning you're a big boy of the NBA, try to finish the job. I mean,
don't think he knows?
I think he's being soft this week.
He understands better than you do what this team needs to do to get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
He
fully comprehends how important that one seed is. I guarantee it. But in the NBA, you don't get anywhere being the Mr. Tough Guy coach. That's been proven time and time again. Doc is adept at getting the best out of these divas, who in many cases they're divas. Ben has been a diva this week. He massages their egos a little bit every step along the way, and I think we'll be where we need to be when the time comes. I still expect that we'll be the one seed. Did we make it tougher? Absolutely. Is Doc disappointed in the way the guys performed? No question about it. But you cannot publicly berate players in the NBA. Is that what you expect them to do?
I want him to push the pedal to the metal to get the seed. Let me tell you the thing about the one seed. You could
push the pedal to the metal.
John,
what if that doesn't work,
John,
with these players?
If you get the one seed, I mean this.
Do you think that works with Ben Simmons? I don't. Do you really think Joel Embiid needs someone to press his pedal to the metal? Because I think he does it himself.
All right, and everyone can weigh in on all this at 215-592-9494. Doc obviously has improved the Sixers program, there's no doubt. I like having him in town, there's no doubt. But I'm disappointed with him this week, and I think he's being soft in the Sixers. And things he said after the game last night really jumped out at me, and I'm curious everyone's reaction to it at 215-592-9494. Are you disappointed in how Doc Rivers has handled the last week or so? Now, let me give you some examples, John. So let's start with Doc Rivers after the game last night talking about this Sixers-Bucks game. It's a road game in Milwaukee, sort of where it falls on the schedule. I believe that this is a horrible mentality for the head coach of the Sixers to preach publicly. I can only imagine what he's saying privately to the guys. Here's Doc Rivers after the game last night about this game on the schedule. I mean, this is a schedule loss. Like, is it a bummer? Yeah, it's a bummer. But do I want the head coach of the 76ers, certainly not publicly, saying, I don't want him saying it to the team. I don't want him thinking, like, it stinks. Okay, you got to play 3-4.
He didn't say that before the game. Before the game, he said, our plan is we're going to go in and we're going to win both these games against the Bucks.
Don't you think?
He's not saying before the game, this is a scheduled loss,
but he's thinking
guys.
It.
We're
but
not
going to
try.
But he's thinking it, John.
He's saying it after the game.
He's thinking it.
Because this is what he believes the guys need to hear.
No.
I think Doc understands the mentality of an NBA player because he was one. And he understands that those NBA players that when he played were different than the ones playing now.
No
he's,
question.
He's learned through the years how to motivate these guys properly, how to press the buttons. He's just doing a good job of coaching. This is why, and I feel confident that you should put your faith in Doc's expertise. He's gotten us this far. I do expect that he will somehow get us that one seed. I I don't like it. It's not me. It doesn't feel like what, you know, I wish my team would do. But this is the reality of the NBA today.
Well, it is in a lot of cases. I agree with you on that. I don't like it. Look, we'll see where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. You know, John just brought up the use of the word trust regarding Doc Rivers, and I'll ask that question. Do you trust Doc Rivers with this moment and this approach that he's taking to the Sixers? I didn't like that mindset and mentality he expressed, a scheduled loss. I think he coached as such last night. Let's get to another thing to me that really stood out after the game last night. Doc Rivers talking about Embiid not guarding the Greek Freak. I didn't like this. I'm telling you, I didn't like it on multiple fronts. Here's Doc Rivers after the game last night.
I love Joel on Giannis, but we played last night, you know, and we're right now we have Tobias just coming back, Sif just coming back. We really felt strong, and we can't have him on Giannis to start the game. We don't want to kill him, you know, and so obviously if that's playoff game, you have Ben on him or Joel on him, that would be what we would do. That's why I don't get lost in regular season games. You know, there's no way we would have had a different matchup. Tonight, we played last night. I'm more concerned about getting through the game.
There's so much of that that bothers me. The last,
oh, come on.
John, the last sentence is unbelievable. He said, I'm going to quote, he said, I'm more concerned about getting through the game.
Okay.
That's his words. I'm more concerned about...
I'm fine with what he says of what I saw in the midst of that game when Dwight Howard was at the scorer's table trying to come into the game. Doc was trying to sub him in. Joel waved him off. That's what I want from... I want Joel to say, hey, you know what? I'm staying out here.
Sure, of
because
course.
Because I want to play for this team. Like, Doc has somehow... You know, through his words and deeds and his methods, he's coaching these guys the right way to properly get them out there at their highest level. Yes, it sounds counterintuitive,
John,
the way he's talking.
I'm more concerned.
But what
about...
I see is a good Sixers team that has a great chance to be the one seed. I expect to get it. This is just part of that method that Doc's utilizing.
Well, I'll say this. I didn't like when he said we don't want to kill him regarding Embiid. And I get it. You know, Greek Freak's a tremendous player. You can get into foul trouble if you're Embiid, and obviously it can wear Embiid down more. I get it. I'm not oblivious to that reality. But I think it's a bad mentality from Doc Rivers when he says, I don't get lost in regular season games, and I'm more concerned about getting through the game.
What about, to me, that's
unacceptable.
Doc last night is saying just whatever he feels like he has to say to make the guys feel like it was okay to lose. They lost. You know, like there's no change in that, regardless of what he says. Last night, man, in the first half, the Bucks went out there. I want to say they shot 70% from three.
You're
it was
fire.
Crazy.
Yep.
We played a pretty good game. Under normal circumstances, against a mortal team that playing in a mortal way, we would have been up in that game. No matter how we would have played last night, no matter who would have been out there last night, with the Bucks playing at that high level, sinking every shot they took, it's a very low likelihood that we win that game. Afterwards, Doc said what he said to try to cover it over, smooth it over, make the guys feel like it's okay, motivate them properly for the rematch that's coming up tomorrow.
Look,
against the same team.
We'll see where everyone stands on all of this at 215-592-9494. If you trust Doc Rivers' instincts in this moment to handle it the right way, I know, you know, a lot of people naturally are going to want to say yeah, because, you know, Doc's a guy you trust, but I was bothered by it last night. Look, we're going to get in everything with the Eagles. There's a lot with the draft coming up. Philly starting up another series, this time in Colorado tonight. Let me just say this on Doc and the Sixers, and then we'll go to the phones. There's three things that really hit me. I'll kind of summarize it this way. The first is I think the Sixers are playing with fire with the number one seed. I know John still thinks they're going to get the number one seed, and they do still have a great shot, but they are now tied with Brooklyn. There's only 13 games to go. You know, the Bucks have actually entered the fray. The Bucks are only 2.5 games behind the Sixers. I think the Sixers are playing with fire there. I don't like it. Point number two, and this is the kind of thing that I come back to as a Philadelphia sports fan. Doc Rivers probably doesn't think in these terms. I do. I'll lay it out. The Sixers have only made the Eastern Conference Finals one time since they made the Eastern Conference Finals in 1985. Now, let me repeat that. They've made it once since 1985. Okay? I want them to make that round. I'm a 42-year-old. I'm tired of seeing the Sixers either not make the playoffs, lose in the first round, or if they actually, oh my God, win a playoff series, lose in the second round. They made it in 2001, and since that, and other than that, haven't made it since 1985. If they get the one seed, it is a guarantee that they will win two rounds in the playoffs. A guarantee. And by the way, you could be up 3-0 in a series and give Embiid off game four if you wanted to. You actually could. You actually could. Because it is a guarantee you'll win those first two series. So act this week like the one seed really matters. You know why? Because it really does. Final point I want to say.
I expect that he recognizes that just the same as you do. And
final point. And I want to get this one off my chest because nobody's talking about this. Let me tell you a fact. To win the NBA championship, you have to win four rounds in the playoffs, not three. So for all the talk that we have about getting the one seed in the East, we don't talk nearly enough about having a better record than the team you face in the NBA Finals that comes from the West and actually having, what do they call it, home court advantage in the Finals. And if you haven't noticed, with the Sixers' recent slide, there are now one, two, three teams in the Western Conference with a better record than the Sixers. Now, I believe the Lakers will get to the Finals, I want to be clear, and the Sixers still have a better record than the Lakers, and in almost all probability will finish with a better record than the Lakers. But if there's an L.A. injury, you know, Anthony Davis or LeBron, if there's a team that's going to pop through, I believe it would be the L.A. Clippers with Kawhi Leonard. And the L.A. Clippers and Kawhi Leonard have now passed the Sixers for a better regular season record, which means if things stay that way, it would be, if they face them, Kawhi Leonard with home court in Game 1 and Kawhi Leonard and home court in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. And ladies and gentlemen, we saw 2 years ago what it looks like when the Sixers face Kawhi Leonard on his home court in a Game 7. I want Doc Rivers to not let up now on the Sixers. There is an opportunity here. Embrace it and go for it. And it bothers me that I believe he is being soft on them. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. I'm really curious where everyone stands on this. Do you trust Doc Rivers in this moment? We're going to get into everything with the Eagles, the draft, Jeffrey Lurie, his involvement, the Phils. I can't believe we got to see a Velasquez star tonight. Do you trust Doc in this moment? 215-592-9494. I was really bothered by it. Carl in Allentown's with us. What's up, Carl?
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing today?
Doing well, Carl.
Good, good. I trust in Doc. There's no question about it. I have loyalty in Doc. I have loyalty in this team.
Mm-hmm.
But, Joe, listen, I think you're 10 years behind. The NBA has changed so much.
No question.
Where teams are in the fray for a championship and stars that are in the fray for a championship are only going to play like 60, maybe 65 games a year. That's going to go forward. Load management is going to be huge as far as teams that are in the fray trying to get a championship, because the narrative has changed. And when I was growing up, I'm 52 years old.
Yep.
The narrative has changed to where you used to have great players, and they say, oh, this guy is great, this guy is great, and they didn't have to have a championship behind them. Now the narrative is that you can't be a Mount Rushmore type of player and not have any championships. And I don't know when that happened, but it happened. So therefore, the players are very conscious of it. LeBron,
sure.
KD, Embiid, all these guys are conscious and say, hey, listen, if the only thing you're going to judge me on is championships, then I'm going to sacrifice the regular season. I'm not going to play, you know.
No question.
I'm not going to play.
Yeah,
I'm not going to play.
But, Carl, my point is this team, I am so certain of this. This team must get the one seed to have a chance to win the championship. I believe that.
I agree with you. And I was listening to Kevin Durant on his podcast, and he has the exact different opinion. And I just wanted to bring it to you.
Yep.
He was saying that at full health, the Nets don't care about the one seed. He said, we can be the eighth seed and still win a
championship. And I think that's true.
And he says that, listen, so it depends on what your perspective is.
Totally.
Going forward.
I mean, Carl, let's remember this. The Sixers, this whole Embiid and Simmons thing, and this is their fourth year together now where they're playing.
Right.
The only two teams they've beaten in the playoffs were an average Miami Heat team and an average Brooklyn Nets team. Two average teams. They have not beaten anybody of significance in the playoffs yet.
And Joe, I hate to tell you, and John the same way, it's going to really freak you guys out when the NFL, when quarterbacks are going to be sat down for load management. I'm telling you.
Well,
I'm telling you, mark it down now. 2 years from now, you're going to say, Carl was absolutely right.
Well, we'll be on the – listen, Carl, it's a fascinating theory. Appreciate the call, man. Great call to start the show, 215-592-9494. I certainly hope it doesn't come to that with the NFL. Look, we'll see where everyone stands on how Doc has handled this and really what he said last night, and if you trust him in this moment. I was most bothered of everything, and there was a lot that bothered me. The thing that bothered me the most was when Doc Rivers said, and I quote, I'm more concerned about getting through the game. He's more concerned about getting through it than win it? Come on, man. 215-592-9494. This organization has been in the Eastern Conference Finals one time since 1985. One time. It's on a silver platter this year, so long as you get the one seed. What's your reaction? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. We'll get into the Phils, the Eagles, the whole deal. Have a lot of fun today. Beat the Hammer. Charles Davis is going to join us at 11 o'clock. He's big up on all these draft prospects. We'll get a national perspective on the Eagles and the players in the draft around where the Eagles are going to be picking at pick 12 with Charles Davis joining at 11. Your phone calls all show. 215-592-9494. Anyone out there bothered as I am by what went down? Or do you think it's not that big a deal? This is just, you know, the modern-day NBA. No biggie. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Your phone calls. 215-592-9494.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.